For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's now time for our Life in 5 interview, where we talk to somebody about their ordinary and yet extraordinary lives and where faith works in it all. And our next guest was in the Irish Times this week with their New to the Paris feature. She's from Zimbabwe and arrived to Ireland in 2016, and she lives in a Tuareg Caribbean centre with her husband. And as a young girl in the 1980s, her family was traumatised during the genocide in Zimbabwe when, not long after independence from Britain, Robert Mugabe's forces orchestrated a campaign of terror against her people, where they set villages to houses and grass huts, and a traumatic massacre ensued. Well, she managed to escape, but tragically many of her family members did die in the genocide. Things were also difficult when she moved to Cape Town and Johannesburg, with threats of violence and discrimination, which made her life very challenging. And I'm sure we'll hear about some of that in our conversation. It's great to have with us on the line our Life in 5 guests today, Fortunate and Essengani. Fortunate, thank you so much for being with us today, and I know we'll hear more a little bit about your story in terms of overcoming trauma. Tell us a little bit about, I know you're based in Athlone, you're in a direct provision centre there, and you're involved in New Horizons Athlone, which helps asylum seekers integrate into their community. So you're doing a lot of volunteering and helping children with their studies as well.
Yes, thank you so much for accepting me to come to live this radio. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Fortunate, your first question is your favorite Bible verse and why?
Oh, yes. Oh, my favorite Bible verse is from Isaiah 43, from verse 1 up to 4. That says, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This scripture is very important to me, because when I look at my walk with God, since I've been going through all the trauma of my life, I've realized that I have God that I have to trust on. Then, if I walk with Him, I am assured that I am not lost, and I'm secure in everything that I'm doing. So that kept me so strong and focused on, like, I'm a survivor. I will not lose. I will always be a winner, because He is with me and He is faithful.
It's incredible to hear that, Fortunate, just in terms of just the trauma that you've experienced in your life. And I think people will find it even more interesting to hear, in spite of that trauma, you're able to answer this question, which is where you see God in everyday life.
Yes, I really do see God every day of my life, in nature, in life experience. I look at back and then I ask myself, how did I escape that? How did I come through from there? And I know that there is a shadow of the Almighty above that is holding me tight and that makes me to be alive to this far.
Yeah, and so you're focusing on the positives rather than the horror that you've seen in your life.
Yes, I do. Even if I look at all things that are happening, sometimes it can have influence in a marriage. Sometimes I look at that and I look at my husband and I focus on the positive things. I look and I think of God, how if Jesus will be here now, how will he say to my husband? How will he say to me? How will I say to him? When I see my husband, whatsoever is happening, I come down to myself. I focus on good things. And if I look at other people, how can Jesus say to them? How can Jesus see them with my eyes? How could do I see them through Jesus' eyes? And I think that it keeps me on going and seeing people as their best things and what God has created in his image.
It's a beautiful way of trying to look at the world, trying to see it through God's eyes. The fourth question that you picked, fortunately, is what makes you happy?
What makes me happy is to see my friend, to be around my friend, loving friend and family, all sort of people that are encouraging me, even those people that they will take encourage from me. That really makes me happy.
Yeah, and it's so encouraging for others to hear. The last question that we're going to talk about is the testing time in your life.
Oh, yes. My testing time is patience. Oh, patience is sometimes really being tested. To wait for sometimes for a long time, as I did wait, become like really testing. But I think of myself, of Isaiah 40, verse 31, that says, those who wait upon the Lord will be given strength and they will soar like eagles. Then I keep my resilience on that scripture, but really it's my testing time if I think of waiting.
Yeah, and I think considering just when we've heard a little bit of the background to your life, it's inspiring to hear you're still focusing on trying to build those virtues in yourself. And I know from the Irish Times article that you shared, Fortunate, which was direct provision, it helps to calm down your trauma. It provides the basic needs. It's very painful if you're staying for a long, long time. It's not supposed to be like that. Tell us a little bit more just about your experience here in Ireland.
The experience of Ireland, it has been so wonderful because I felt the peace. I felt like I don't have to fear of anything, the trauma, whatever I had. I had a lot of trauma that I came with to Ireland. But when I came here and I have friends and all people that are coming to counsel, therapists, or not people to come to help me, then I find that it really helps me. If I wasn't in direct provision, I was not maybe even going to have all this support that I had. Because when people, they know that you're in direct provision and you have this such problem, they can come around and then try to say, let's work together. How can we help you? Try to integrate also with them. So, yeah, it has been a good thing. But the thing that is not a good thing is to stay a long time in direct provision. Because there are many things. There are many people that are also coming from different places that are traumatized. So to be staying there, you get trauma again and again because of the fellow people that also they are traumatized. You recall your trauma again when you see others that they experience the same thing, that maybe similar things that you have been experiencing from your country. Or sometimes things that happen here also in direct provision. People get sick, they die in your face, you know, things like that. It's really traumatizing also.
Yeah, well, it's been so great just for you to share of your own experience, but just, I think, so encouraging for us to just hear of, you know, how faith has sustained you during trauma that most of us can't even fathom. Thank you so much for being our guest on Spirit Radio this morning, Fortunate.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.